Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And we've got with us Meredosine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
All kinds of ups and downs, lots of fun stuff going on, changes in the weather. But with the changes in the weather come the changes in foliage and what's growing out there. And you're going to tell us about a tour we can take.
Yes, exactly. I'm a little bit behind the ball on this, so I apologize, but September 8th, so this Friday, and September 9th, this Saturday, from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, my awesome master gardeners have been planning for a few months now for this fall garden tour. So like I said, this is a two-day event running from 9 to 5 each day, and they will be showcasing six beautiful gardens here in the Miami County area. We have three gardens that are in or around the Lewisburg area, as well as three gardens in or around the Paola, Hillsdale type area. So I'm going to talk a little bit about each garden. Now, this tour does cost, the tickets do cost $20, and you can purchase those online beforehand. We have a link through our website on the Meredosine District website. Or if you don't want to do it online, you can easily do it the day of at each garden, but you can only pay cash or check the day of. We don't have capability to do an online payment at the garden, so it'll just be cash or check the day of. And again, those tickets are $20, but it is definitely worth it. I mean, one ticket gets you through all of the six gardens, and like I said, they are beautiful gardens. Each one of the gardens have their own different style and different experiences and beauty and use for all of the gardens. Just a couple quick tidbits beforehand. You can tour the garden in any order. You don't have to go 1 through 6. You can just go A, B, down to C, or however you want to do it. Look for garden tour signs on the road. And there will be garden tour signs to help get you to those gardens. We do ask no pets or strollers at the gardens, just because some of the gardens do have their own animals, and then also some of the walkways aren't big enough for strollers. Couple other things, please wear comfortable shoes. You will be walking a lot. And then the tour locations will be open rain or shine. We will have a porta potty available at one of the gardens, at the Orange Moon Garden. And then at the Woodgate Hills Garden, they will have a free raffle that you can put your name in. And I've heard that that raffle, the gift basket, is going to be pretty sweet. Let me get to the six different gardens. The first one kind of up in the Hillsdale area is Flagstone Walk. And we have a map of the location on our Meredosine website. And so their kind of more education focus is going to be on growing elephant ear plants. They have some really sweet looking ones up there. And then the next one is, of course, our Miami County Courthouse here in Paola. That is actually a monarch butterfly way station. And so please come and look at that garden. And then the third one in and around the Paola area is Orange Moon. That is actually one of our own master gardeners' garden. And so her specialty is growing herbs and spices for health. And so that will be a really neat garden to go and look at. And then the three gardens that are closer to Lewisburg area is the Greens Natural Creations. Their kind of main focus is carrying on newly planted trees. That's also going to be pretty neat. The fifth one is Rogers Prairie. They have actually worked a lot with the Miami County Conservation Office on restoring the prairie. So that's also very, very neat to go and walk through and see all the native plants that they have planted. And then last but not least is the Woodgate Hill Gardens. And then their main focus will be on creating garden rooms. And so, like I said, all six of them have their own neat experience, neat education aspect to it, and then just different neat flowers, ranging from perennials to annuals to prairie and native and the monarch butterfly. So if you're free to go both days or just one day, please go and experience that fall garden tour happening this Friday, September 8th, and Saturday, September 9th, again from 9 to 5 p.m. And again, if you need any more information, please visit the Meredosine website. We have on our main page underneath our hot topics and event information, it's the second thing down, second link down, a September to Remember garden tour is what we're calling it. So please come and support and come and tour those awesome gardens.
That sounds wonderful. I've seen the garden at the courthouse. I had no idea that it was actually a monarch way station, but it makes sense. I can just imagine what the other five gardens must look like.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really neat.
I think so. Now, the $20 for the ticket, what does that cover?
$20 covers all of the printed materials because we will have information at each site, basic information about each garden. So it covers a lot of that printed materials as well as the raffle tickets or the raffle basket. It helps cover the awesome items in that basket, as well as a little bit of it is a fundraiser for the Master Gardeners so that they are able to put on their advanced training throughout the year, help with other education aspects, things that they put on throughout the year.
Okay, so a contribution toward continuing education. I'm for it. Have to see if I can get away that day. Thank you for the heads up. We definitely appreciate the information, and I'm looking forward to hearing about the turnout.
All right, yeah, thank you.
All right, we'll be talking to you again. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent.